Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. There goes Wehner. The throw from Hartnett to English, and Wehner is out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams is hit by the pitch. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright bunts towards third. Butler throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Malone fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Malone. Adams scores. Wehner goes all the way around to score. Wright moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trainer bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Creamer strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kremer strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wainer strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adam Komorowski now playing left field. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive beyond second. McGuire can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-3 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb pinch hits for Pat Malone. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Webb moves to second. Joe Kelly pinch hits for Freddie McGuire. Joe Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Norm McMillan now playing second base. Art Neff now pitching. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gooch reaches second base with a double. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kremer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Gooch scores. It's 5-0, Pirates. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 6-0, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Butler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.